You're not going to get much warmer than what you have right now. But we just got warmer in here because here in the studio, our good friend Karen Pickard has joined us from Oakleaf Village in Lexington for the Positive Points on Aging. And it doesn't matter how cold it is, doesn't matter if it's cold and rainy, whenever Miss Karen walks in, everything gets warm
so
and
kind.
Sunny.
Well, you're so kind.
You do bring a certain level of positivity with you.
Positivity is
you
a good
do.
Word.
You yes. do have a good energy and good positivity, and you're a caring, compassionate person. And so,
but I'm going to make a lot of people mad today. Well, I would really like some snow. Just, you know, a little bit of snow.
Brian hates snow. I love it. Of course, I'm, you know,
I like it here because it comes and it goes, and that's it.
Sure.
That's the way to do it.
I would like that. I know the kids would like that. Now, Lainey and my daughter Hayden and grandma and sister, they're all literally leaving today, and they're expecting snow every day while they're in New York.
So it's going to be miserable.
Yeah, they're
going to
get some very cold stuff. I went and bought Lainey those things. These are the greatest things in the world, by the way. The hand warmers. You can get them at Target or whatever.
Do you know you can buy clothes with them in it now?
Yes. Grandpa's getting one of those for his for Hanukkah from us. He's getting the jacket that has those warmers in them.
Yeah, they're great.
And that you can replenish them and all that stuff. Yep. They have little pockets all over for it. But the thing is, these things are the great. If you don't know about these, if you're ever going to like a parade or you're going to be standing outside
anywhere
in cold for a long time, this is the greatest thing in the world. They heat up. They stay hot for a good 3-4 hours, and then you throw them away, and that's it.
We used to use them as stocking stuffings because my kids hunted.
Right.
And they needed them in the wintertime to hunt, so you just throw a bunch in the stockings, and they can put them in their shoes, in their gloves,
and
whatever
they
want them.
When we went up to New York for the Macy's parade a few years ago, it was very cold there. I had them in my feet, and I had them in my gloves.
Yep.
And I was fine. It really, really makes a difference. So
certainly
just something
does.
To think about. Yeah, something to think about.
That's a gift, though. And guess what we're talking about today, Kev?
We're talking about gifts. Why
yes,
wouldn't you with Christmas being this weekend and Hanukkah being here already? It's that time of year.
It's
ho,
that
ho,
time,
ho.
Yeah.
Santa Karen is here.
Oh, yeah. And Karen's got to go out shopping. So this is one reason she's been thinking about this. It's not too late to buy gifts for your loved ones and your seniors. So everybody get, you know, start thinking about it if you haven't.
Sure.
Pardon me. One of the things that we don't think about, but we used to do for my in-laws when they were living in Independent, and they didn't always want to go to the dining room at their community and have a meal, we would do prepackaged frozen meals. They love my husband's cooking, so we would buy a little filet, and my father-in-law could cook that, but along with it, we'd have mashed potatoes or in a vegetable or something that they could pop in the freezer. And then when they wanted it, they could pull it out, defrost it, and heat up everything and eat it and enjoy it. Frozen meals are really good. But if you're not that kind of person, this is more up my line, a meal delivery service. There are a lot of those that you see online that drop off meals to people that you could do, or sign them up with Grubhub or one of those meal delivery systems. And they have an account, and all they have to do is order food, show them how to do it, and it can come to their house.
That's great.
A lot of people can't get out easily. Meals on Wheels is a wonderful program, but if you don't need to use a service that is for those who are financially challenged and can't afford to do a Grubhub, do something like that. DoorDash, I don't mean to be pushing one or the other.
No, that's
just
fine,
you know, just one of those is good. Here's something talking about heat. Heated blankets and what are those called? Heating pads.
Sure.
Those things are wonderful for seniors, particularly you think about how cold it's going to be, and you climb in your bed, you keep your heater on 68, 65, a lot of people do, and it's still cold outside. You turn on your electric blanket, and it's nice and toasty when you get inside.
Yeah, it's
now,
great.
Make sure if you get something like that, that it has an automatic off.
Right.
You do not want to burn your senior citizen. And I sleep with a heating pad because I have neck problems.
Right.
So I use mine all the time. But about halfway through the night, it turns off and it's
great.
Right,
yeah.
So those are good things to think about.
Yeah, the right ones to get have either a timer or they have if they get to a certain temperature, they shut themselves off.
Right.
And that's, you definitely, they cost a few more dollars than the basics. Well worth it, because
it's
not
well
only can it protect the family, it can protect the house.
Yeah, they do catch on fire. And
right.
you have, and
right.
actually, even in assisted living, you're not supposed to have them unless they have automatic off. So you,
right.
And make sure you get a new one. Don't go buy one. And this is not to trash a thrift shop. But
no.
This is the kind of thing that if the cords are not right in them and they're old blankets,
playing
they can be...
Playing with fire literally figuratively, yeah. Yeah,
get
that's
a new
that's
one.
Worth buying, the right one. And that's one where you want to just spend the extra dollars and get the right ones. But yeah, good idea.
And you can also get those... for heating pads, they make those things that you can pop in the microwave and you can heat those up. And they, as they cool down, it's okay. But I really like my heating pad in my bed, and electric blankets are wonderful. So think about things like that.
Yeah, good stuff. I love those.
All right, here's something that works really well. Shower chairs. I have people who come to Oak Leaf and go, well, I don't need a shower chair. I am perfectly capable of standing. I use my shower chair every day, and I'm perfectly capable of standing, but it's nice to have a chair to
sit. I'm afraid if I had a shower chair with the hours that I carry, I'd probably fall asleep in the shower.
You probably wouldn't. I have thought my husband just come banging on the door going, are you getting out ever?
Yeah.
But they even make them so that they fit in tubs, and you can slide into your shower so your loved one's not having to step over a tub. That's a dangerous thing, folks. And if you're not willing to move, or you're not going to be able to afford to have your bathroom redone, because it's expensive.
Very.
Those shower chairs that you can just sit on and scoot into the tub, and then get, you can adapt the shower head itself to a shower wand so that you can wash easier that way. Those are just simple things. They might be a little pricey, but in the long run, you're saving yourself some money and trouble.
Right. And again, these are gifts we're talking about.
Yes.
These are things that some people might not think of necessity, and to an extent, maybe, you know, getting someone a heated blanket's not a necessity. But if you're looking for something that will bring a lot of pleasure,
yes,
and you're also looking for something that is practical, not just something that, you know, the ugly sweater,
another tie that they don't need, another tchotchke to put on the shelf.
Right.
These are things that they'll actually use.
Exactly. So practical matters, especially with our seniors, because let's face it, there's so much clutter. There's so much stuff that's gathered over the years. Do they really need something else that's just going to sit and gather dust? Or can it be something they can use and enjoy?
But I mean, your grandmother might have collected China dolls years ago, but she probably doesn't need another China doll. And by the way, you're the one that's going to have to get rid of all that stuff. So trust me, I'm looking at some things in my basement that I'm thinking, how are we ever going to get rid of this? So, yeah, just remember, get them something that's practical and usable and that they really will enjoy. That's the good thing. Here's some things that I like. When Phil had his back surgery, and I have no idea what the thing is called, but I call it a sock putter honor. It's one of those PVC tubes that has ropes on them. You put the socks on, you pull it up over his foot, and his socks were right on, and I didn't have to break my neck to do it.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
They look like they don't work, but they're wonderful.
Maybe a couple of fat guys like you and me, Brian, we could use one of those.
Everybody can use one.
Instead of having to bend over and hurt our backs. And
you just slide that little sock on the PVC and then put your foot down there and pull up with the rope, and it works great.
Gosh, I hate to admit it, but that might be pretty cool.
Lainey, are you listening? Yeah, I think we have a stocking stuffer here.
Just saying, yeah, that's not a bad idea at all.
They really are great. When you have back problems, or if you are mobily challenged, it's not a bad thing to have that. I couldn't get a sock on. My kids would tell you I was the worst dresser as a mother, so please have something that will help. Mm. And that way it gives you independence. You're not relying on somebody else to do it for you.
Sure.
The other thing I love, and I used mine this morning to move something in a tree that I couldn't reach. You know those grabbers?
Yes.
Those are great. If you can't bend over, it helps you pick up things up off the floors. It'll help pick up the sock putter on her and the sock, and then you can do that. Like I said, I used my grabber this morning to move a bird feeder because I couldn't reach it without a ladder.
Sure.
And so things like that, these tools that they have out there to help seniors. Jar openers. You may not think that's hard to do, but when you have arthritis, having something that helps you open up a jar, that's a great tool to have. And I think they make jars tighter these days because I have trouble with them all the time.
Is that what you think it is?
Yes, I think
tighter,
it's,
huh?
They put them on there much tighter.
Is it personal? Is it something just to make
personal.
You angry? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, good stuff. We're just getting rolling here on the positive points on aging. This is something we do every Tuesday if you're new to the point and maybe just finding us. We talk about different things for our seniors, and we talk about different ways of making life easier on them and on you as caregivers. So it's just something to think about. It's always with our good friends from over at Oak Leaf Village in Lexington. Karen Pickard's here with us. Also, Marsha Clayman is her partner in crime, and the two of them always come in sometimes together, sometimes they alternate, but the two of those fine ladies are part of the Point family. We'll come back after the Fox Business Report, and we'll have our second half. Stick around.
Mornings with Kev.
I'm Liz Clayman, and this is the Fox Business Report. Americans are still buying a lot of brand name groceries. General Mills' profit rose in its recent quarter. Its business was stronger than expected, and it's raising its forecast for next year. General Mills makes Pillsbury, Blue Buffalo, Cheerios, and many other brands. Amazon is agreeing to settle two antitrust cases with the European Union. Amazon was accused of violations involving treatment of third-party sellers on its platform. Mortgage rates measured by bank rate declined in the week ending Monday. Its average for a 30-year fixed rate remained under 7% to 6.61%. The Bank of Japan, which had been a holdout on higher interest rates, will now allow bond yields to move higher. The move was a surprise. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
We conquer cancer. For the mom-to-be who is out of treatment options. For the doctor who has a brilliant idea but needs research funding. For the people who faced cancer head-on and climbed incredible heights while they were with us. For the children who celebrate the end of chemo. We conquer cancer for all who have been touched by it. Conquer Cancer accelerates breakthroughs in research and care for every cancer, every patient, everywhere. Join us at conquer.org.
We might not get the wrath of winter they get up north, but we still need something to take that cold edge off. Let Bart Fireside provide your warmth this winter with the comfort and convenience of gas logs. Bart Fireside can beautify existing fireplaces with new gas logs or install a new fireplace. Bring the family together this winter. Bart Fireside is National Fireplace Institute certified. Want more info? Take a look at bartfireside.com or go by the showroom to get some hands-on help. 1131 Broad River Road, Bart Fireside, keeping you warm this winter.
What's the real cost of senior living in the Lexington, Columbia area? When it comes to quality care, you get what you pay for. And at Oakleaf Village Lexington, our leadership team has many years of combined experience in caring for seniors. Experience matters, and you can trust the experts at Oakleaf Village of Lexington to care for your loved one just like family. And that is priceless. Your loved one deserves exceptional care. So call us at 803-808-3477 or visit us at Oakleaf Village Lexington.
Everyone seems to be hiring these days, but are they good jobs where there's potential for growth? What about on-the-job training and competitive wages, including health insurance and a 401k plan? Professional Printers is looking for their next star. They're a local printer with two locations, 130 employees, and a national clientele. If you've got a good attitude, want to learn some great skills, and work in a positive environment, reach out on ProPrinters.com or apply in person at 301B Greystone Boulevard.
Hi, honey. How was your first day back at work?
Well, that slip and fall sure did cause me some pain and discomfort. And this swollen ankle is no fun. But thanks to True Pharmacy, the day wasn't a complete waste.
I'm so glad they were able to get you all set up with your ACE bandage wrap and even a set of crutches.
Yes, who knew you could rent your crutches from True Pharmacy?
And they even have wheelchairs to rent and sell. That's good information to know in case we ever need it for our parents as they get older.
I'm so glad we found True Pharmacy. True Pharmacy, two locations, West Columbia and Divine Street.
Owning your home is still the American dream.
It might not be today, but we want to help you get ready for the biggest financial purchase most of us will make.
Your Way Home, every Tuesday morning at 9 a.m. with Erica Hillwest and John Hinks Jr.
That's Your Way Home with Erica and John, Tuesdays at 9 on 100.7 The Point.
The year is 1971, and Sadeth Automotive is providing affordable and reliable auto repair to Columbia. Fast forward 50 years and not much has changed. Time and time again, customer after customer, Sadeth Automotive has proven to be one of the best repair shops in Columbia. With our well-trained technicians, service packages, and monthly specials, we just keep getting better with time. Call us, come by at 1410 North Millwood Avenue, or make an appointment at SadethAuto.com.
Point A to Point B. Traffic.
Brought to you by AARP South Carolina.
Clearing accidents heading onto I-20 eastbound, mile marker 68 near that Monticello Road exit. Still slow on Rosewood Drive, that one's closer to Sunrise. Wheat Street, you're slow at Woodrow. Two Notch Road clearing closer to that BP gas station. Assurance Financial, need a home loan? Then work with a lender who is a proud partner with Gamecock Athletics. With Assurance Financial, you can apply online in less time than halftime. AssuranceMortgage.com. I'm Sarah Parker on The Point.
Point A to Point B traffic.
Four times an hour, mornings and afternoons, on The Point.
Back to the Park Fireside Studios.
It's Mornings with Kev and Brian.
All right, we're about 10 minutes now before 9 o'clock. The positive points on aging continuing here. Karen Pickard is with us from over at Oakleaf Village. We really appreciate having Miss Karen on board, and thank you for listening in, or thank you for being here, and thank you, Brian, for keeping us the train on the tracks.
Yes.
And we're glad to be hanging out. Sorry I was not with you guys last week.
Painful occasionally. Brian bailed me out every once in a while.
Yeah, well, I know you guys did fine. But I'm glad to be with you right now and hanging out. And we're talking about the obvious. I mean, it's Christmas this week. It's Hanukkah already. This is the time to think about gifts for our loved ones and gift for our seniors and our older adults. And so, as a result of that, we are talking about some of the things that are practical that you might consider instead of something that might be, oh, traditional, or you might think is fun that they're going to be like, oh, thank you.
Gee, thanks, honey.
Yeah, put it over with the other ones.
Yeah, well, and as we just discovered, sometimes you might find something that you or your loved one could use, too. So it's a good thing.
For sure.
Book of the Month Club.
Hmm.
I love to read.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can do this on your Kindle, you can do this on your phone, you can do this through the library, but think about a Book of the Month Club. Most seniors are stuck at home. Getting to a library is not necessarily an easy thing to do.
Interesting.
So have books delivered to them.
Nice idea.
It is, and I think, you know, again, I like to read.
Well, and there's benefits to that, obviously. Again, the more you use the brain, the healthier the brain stays.
That's right. You can also, if your senior is savvy enough, and all TVs now are smart TVs, you can set up a Netflix account for them or a Prime account on their TV so they can watch things on the TV, and you just cover the cost of it.
Right.
And you can show them how to use it. Most people can figure it out. Not all seniors can, but many of them can.
They're getting to the point now where you can log in remotely to their television and put it on for them. That was going to be the plan going forward with mom because of how much trouble she was having. We were going to get one of those TVs for her eventually where it had a code where I can log in from my phone and say, okay, you can't get it on this channel. I'll do it for you.
I'll fix it for you.
Exactly.
See, there you go, folks. There's always some way to fix
that's
the problem.
That's a great piece of technology. Sometimes we get mad at technology, but there are some benefits to it that are wonderful.
Right.
And, I mean, again, I would give anything right now to have her call me and say, I can't get my TV working. Come fix it. But the point is, it is something that a lot of seniors have. Because, I mean, I think a lot of our older adults, they don't realize you can't hurt the TV.
But they think you can.
They think that, I'm afraid that I'm going to break it. I'm afraid I'm going to do this. Same thing with computers or Kindles and all that tablets stuff. They're so scared they're going to ruin it or break it. And unless you drop it, no, you're not going to break it. It's not going to break because you pushed the wrong key on the keyboard.
Right. Well, and my son was over at his grandparents' house a couple of weeks ago. We got them a new TV.
Mm-hmm.
And he fixed the remote so that instead of having to go through the box and to the TV, and so you have to put two buttons.
Right.
He fixed it so that it goes straight into where it's supposed to be, and there's only one button that his grandmother has to push.
Right.
And it works.
And I'll tell you, we're talking about gifts, and I don't hope I'm not stealing any of your thunder here, but as long as we're talking about this, you know, if they've got Wi-Fi in the house, you might consider getting them like an Alexa, where they can literally say, Alexa, put on The Point, Alexa, put on channel whatever, you know, stuff like that, and it'll actually take care of it just like that.
Well, and our remote TV, one of our smart TVs, you just talk to it.
It's got a remote with a microphone,
and it's great. So, I mean, that's an expensive gift, but it's a nice gift
Those kind of things like the Alexas and all that, they've gotten very affordable because technology, as you get past the novelty stage, they become more affordable.
Right. And like I said, we actually bought a smart TV for my mother-in-law.
Right.
We looked for a dumb TV, and the dumb TV was more expensive than the smart TV.
Yeah.
So go figure. I don't know.
Exactly.
Here's my favorite toy that I bought myself this year because I have a dog that sheds constantly. Robo vacuum cleaners.
Oh, one of those things that goes around the floor by himself? Yeah.
I thought it was a joke. It's not. It's wonderful. Yeah. Everybody needs one. It just don't have cords all over the floor.
Right.
But, you know, your mother probably can't vacuum. It's not easy to vacuum. It's not easy to get under the furniture.
Sure.
You have one of those little things, and they were on for Black Friday now. I know we've missed this, but they go on sale.
Right.
And they make them even now that they will mop
right
for you. So they're
pretty good,
cool.
too. Yeah.
Yeah,
that's nice.
I like those. Something that my kids got my husband for his birthday is trash service. You know, some people, like in Lexington County, we can still go to the dump.
Mm-hmm.
But they do have trash service that comes out to them. So you could get trash service or a lawn service company, somebody to come mow their grass.
Right.
Or a house cleaning service.
Right. I was going to say, you had just talked about the vacuuming and things like that. You could actually hire a house cleaning service if you really want, if the chores are becoming too much for someone.
And even if they're not, like, I know that a lot of people are house proud and don't want somebody else in their house cleaning. You don't realize what you're missing. So even if it's a couple times a month, it doesn't have to be every week,
right,
but just have somebody come in and help out.
Sure.
And that's important. This is kind of a custom idea, and you can do it with T-shirts, but older folks don't typically have T-shirts, but they make photo blankets. You put get a blanket and you have them laminate, or I don't know how they do it. They photocopy home photos and pictures onto these blankets
where
they throw on their bed, and every time they go to bed, they see the
grandkids
or whatever else they want it. This is always silly, but get non-slips, comfy slippers. They're really, you know, they make those memory foam slippers now. That's really good for people who have neuropathy. And the warmer they are, the better.
Right.
You know, those things are good.
Don't get slippers unless you know they're going to warm the tootsies. Because, you know.
What's the point?
What is the point if you're not going to warm up the feet? That's the whole purpose.
Don't get them with heels because they don't need to have heels. They need to be flat. They don't need to be stylish.
Yeah.
They need to be practical.
They need to be comfortable and they need to be safe.
Yes, that's right.
That's your goal for the older adults is you don't want to put them at risk by letting them have something that doesn't grab the floor. You've got to have something, you know, for grip.
That
for
works.
Exactly.
You don't need to slide.
Yeah, and you got to make them warm those feet.
That's right.
Yes.
Custom photo albums. You know, they make those electronic frames that you can send pictures to, but sometimes that's confusing for people with dementia. So put together a photo album for your mother or your father and one they can flip through. Pictures of their childhood, pictures of their friends, not necessarily you guys, but things that they would like to look at and remember. Yes, it does entail going to the house, stealing the photos, and then bring them to your house and putting it together.
Right.
But, you know, you could spend some time with them and go through the photos together and put the album together with them, and that becomes a project you do as a family. And then you learn who those people are in the pictures, and you put together the album for your mother, and then it's on the table, and she can look at it at all times.
Right. There's a company, I'm not trying to do advertising for anybody, like Shutterfly, I think is what it is.
Yeah, Shutterfly does it.
They do a great job of making custom photo albums that are just beautiful, and they're not that expensive either.
They're not that expensive, and they can be done very quickly. Calendars. We do an annual calendar for our family. It's always pictures of our sons. For several family members, get a calendar every year, and it's a great gift. It's inexpensive. Flower subscriptions, monthly flower service, have them deliver, you know, every month a different arrangement. That's, you know, something simple but fun.
Yeah, and it's the gift that keeps on giving.
That's right. You don't think about it, but it works. I mean, and there are a lot of those kinds of gifts out there that come in every month, and, you know, it could be a food service, a fruit delivery, something like that they get every month just to remind them that you are thinking about them.
Sure. Good stuff.
Puzzles. I love puzzles. Everybody should have puzzles in their house. It's good to do puzzles. It keeps your brain sharp. Just give them a couple of different puzzles that they can work on, and that's a good thing. And then you can come over again. It's a family time together.
You can even customize a puzzle with the grandkids and things like that and get that made into a puzzle. Shutterfly and places like that do that kind of
and
stuff,
those
too.
Those are great.
Yeah, because, I mean, then they see their family coming together. It's literally and figuratively. It's
and
nice.
Whose nose is this?
Exactly.
And whose ear is this?
That's
great. It's fun.
That's great. Well, I'm glad you came by, as always.
Me
I
too.
Wish you a wonderful and healthy Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
And I encourage everybody out there to think about the things Karen talked about today. If you have questions for her ever about any of these topics, how can they reach you at Oakleaf?
803-808-3477 or oakleafvillagelexington.com. I wish everyone a Merry Christmas, a Happy Hanukkah, and a blessed new year.
Yep. We'll look forward to catching up with you guys next week and keeping it going.
Yep.
But that's going to wrap it for today. I want to say a big thank you to Brian. I'm glad he's back feeling better after missing yesterday's program, and his tummy is working. So that's good news. We're happy to have Brian back. Happy that Karen came by. Wishing Karen and Marcia a wonderful Christmas. Wishing everybody a great day. Be careful out there. Be kind to one another. For Karen, for Brian, I'm Kevin. I'll see everybody at 4 o'clock today for the afternoon drive. And thanks for listening to The Point.
Mornings with Kev.
WQXL Columbia W264DF.
From the BART Fireside Studio, the solution for keeping you warm this winter.
This is 107 The Point.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Former President Trump is blasting the Democrats' House January 6th committee, which recommends criminal charges against him and some of his associates. Former president calling the panel a kangaroo court that makes a mockery of democracy.
In a statement released Monday by Mr. Trump's campaign, the former president emphasized that the select committee, quote, is not bipartisan, noting that, quote, only Democrats and ever-Trumpers participated in the sham investigation. In creating the committee in 2021, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi flouted House rules by